Welcome to Your Story, a regular series of conversations with the people around us, where we explore and discuss their amazing lives, the life that everyone has. Come on, let's find out how others do it, and maybe also have an adventure. It's your story. Welcome to the very first episode of Your Story, a podcast about other people's lives. Before we get into this, I would just like to mention a few things that have been going on. Since I produced episode zero, quite a few things have been going on, and I did that about 2 months ago. And it's been quite a frustrating time attempting to get all the bits and pieces up to speed in order to get this out, but I'm pretty well there now. I just want to fill you in on a few things that have been happening. About a year ago, I listened to my very first podcast, which was when I got my broadband connection and my new iMac. I'm not a geek. I'm not like most people in this world who work with computers on a day-to-day basis, and I struggle to understand a lot of this new technology. I come primarily from a trade background, and I've worked in all sorts of different fields, manufacturing and making things, including the film industry. But prior to getting my Mac, to give you a bit of an idea of how non-geeky I have been, over the last 10 years, I probably sent about one email per year, which is about 10 emails up until a year ago. That's the truth. I completely avoided the technology, did a little bit of surfing, but primarily didn't interact in a production sort of way at all with computers or the internet, just more or less a passive user and observer. I discovered these podcasts and started truly enjoying them and discovering that there's a whole world of new information out there. And about 8 months ago, which was last February, I got this idea that, like, this is really exciting, and how many interesting people are there out there, and can we talk to them, and maybe I can produce something and get it out to you guys and you can listen to it. If you want to get a bit more of a feel about that, I'd ask you to go to yourstorypodcast.com and click on the So You Want to Know What I'm Up To page that I've posted there. And you can read a little bit of, I suppose you'd call it my philosophy and why I've gone about doing this. It's been, over the last 8 months, quite a journey. And I tell you, despite the way people say it is, it's not easy. I remember when Steve Jobs first brought out the podcast aspect of GarageBand, he basically stood up there on the stage and said, well, what you do is you record a bit of voice and then you add a bit of music to it and maybe add a couple of pictures and upload it to .Mac and put it on the net and there it is for everybody to share. And you know, it's quite true. You know, you can do that. And I remember the very first audio recording I did way back in February was exactly like that. But the reality is, if you do that, it's only the people you tell about who are ever going to find it. And then as I started digging around, I started realizing there were a few more rules, especially if people were going to find it. And I realized that you actually had to produce quality content. You had to produce something in a way that people could find it, which means that you had to have a page to reference to. You had to have all sorts of ways of the search engines finding you. And then you had to record it in a particular quality. And all of a sudden, I realized that the built-in microphone in my Mac wasn't good enough, and I just got out of hand, and I had to get blog pages, and I had to understand how to write a blog, and it just went on and on and on. And like I said, for somebody who's technologically quite inept, it's been such a steep learning curve that it's been an overhang at times, and I reckon I've been going backwards in frustration many times. But here we are, 8 months down the track, and I'm here. Hey, that's exciting. There have been many log jams along the way, and most of them being cleared now. However, while going through that, while trying to get certain aspects of the technology up to speed, I actually made a point of doing what I could, and some aspects of that was actually recording some conversations I had with some people. some of these conversations go back about, 4 months now, and these are what I've got in the bank, which I'm going to put out as quickly as possible over the next week or so. Maybe it might take 2 or 3 weeks even, but I'll get them out as quickly as I can get them up to speed and produced and looking nice. And then I want to get out and actually record some more. I've definitely got some people in mind around my local area who I want to talk to, who I think will be very interesting. I hope you agree with me in time. I want to have a bit of a shout out to some people who've been a bit of inspiration in this whole podcasting field. When you know so little, you tend to, model yourself after people who you feel are doing a good job, who I find are interesting, who motivate me, and I see the things that they're doing well, and I want to be as good as them in the fields that they're operating at. And frankly, they're the podcasts I look forward to each week when they turn up. I want to say that Benjamin Grundy's Mysterious Universe is a superb podcast, and also I want to include with that Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. In the case of those two podcasts, their production values, I think, are just really smart. Clean, crisp, well-produced. You know, I just admire that, and I aspire to have production values as good as that. Cameron Riley's G'day World, I have been enjoying for since virtually the very beginning of this. Cameron, if you don't know him, operates the podcast network out of Melbourne, Australia. And what I like about his G'day World podcast is the sheer variety of it. It has such a broad range of things, and I find most of the time the content thoroughly enjoyable. Another one that I enjoy is Fraser Cain and Dr. Pamela Gay's Astronomy Cast. I enjoy it because it is professional and it's scientific and it's no BS and it's all about good quality content. And I also want to specially thank Jason Van Orden for his Podcasting Underground. Way back in February when I first discovered him, I had so little understanding of what goes on into producing a podcast, and I eventually went through his back catalogue of podcasts and started to realise the depth that you can go to make this work well. I went through all of those, and I then started to listen to the current ones that were coming out. And he gave me the understanding that in order to do this well, you have to go to a decent level of effort. And that's what's been the struggle. I probably could have put something out way back in April, but frankly, it would have been very less professional than I hope this is. To the extent that a couple months back, Jason actually started a seminar, which I signed up for. I paid a considerable amount of money, but I felt that because I was coming from such a low base, the knowledge that he would be sharing with me would be of value. And frankly, it has been, particularly the last 4 to 6 weeks where we've been getting into the substance of the feeds and all the technical jargon in the background. If you come from a geeky background, hey, it's probably irrelevant to you. But for those of us who just come from the other world, the non-internet 2.0, the world of the 19th century like my trade is, it's been an absolutely invaluable knowledge base for me. And without it, I would not have been able to even be up to speed now. I'd probably be still struggling, or I would have produced something that's absolute rubbish. I'd like to also thank all of the podcasters out there for, frankly, their honesty. That's what I've enjoyed so much about listening to them. I've heard laughter and I've heard tears from different people as they've expressed the sheer humanity of the world that they live in. This isn't done in the mainstream old media model. It's new, it's fresh, it's exciting, and that's what this is all about. So I'm here to introduce some of that humanity. I want to go out and talk to people, and if you've listened to episode 0, understand already what I'm on about. So this is the very first episode, and that's what I'm here to introduce now that I've had my bit of a rant and explained to you how things have been going the last few months. I hope you've indulged me and allowed me to say my piece. Thanks very much for listening. This episode is about the very first interview I did, very first conversation. Young lady I know, Shannon, she and I worked together on a film about this time last year through to early 2007. And the reason I sprung this on her was, frankly, she was the first person who came along and I happened to have my new recorder. So I thought, well, why not? Let's have a bit of a chat. So I went out with her and had a couple of coffees and we recorded this. I hope you enjoy it. She's a lovely young lady, and we'll see where this great experience goes. Thanks for listening.
Well, Shannon, what's your story? How old are you now? Are you 20 yet?
No, I'm not 20 yet. I'm 20 in October.
Yeah, I knew it must be soon.
Yeah.
Because last year when we were working together, you turned 19.
Yes.
When we were working together. Mere slip of a girl.
Yeah, so everyone keeps reminding me.
Yeah, that's right. You haven't put any weight on either.
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
What are you up to? What, 42 kilos or something? Like that?
47, actually.
47?
Yeah, I know.
How tall are you? Because you're not sure.
175.
We've had this conversation. That's nearly as tall as me. 175?
Yeah,
that's what. What's in the old numbers, that's what, about 5'9"?
I have no idea about old numbers.
Wow. No wonder you're so slim. Yeah, so, and yeah, for the sake of those who might be listening, we worked together on
Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold, yes, a film made on the Gold Coast at Warner Brothers Studios. It hasn't been. When did you release? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Probably Christmas.
Everyone keeps asking me. They'll say probably sometime the end of this year or next year. So
yeah, probably US Christmas.
Probably
release. Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not particularly interested in it.
No, I mean,
but I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I know it's one of the films I've worked on previously. The Marine has been released on DVD, so I've got to go and get that out and have a look at it. Point and laugh. So we met. Was it your first film? Was it first
that
film
was
as
first
a
feature? I worked on a children's television series before.
Yeah. And you're a prop maker with this whole. The last one, prop maker, mold maker, dude.
I was a labourer. Yay.
Yeah, but which TV series?
Mortified.
Okay, I haven't heard of it.
What
were you doing?
At first, I was doing sculptural stuff, and then whatever they needed, I did a lot of graphics.
Okay. Did you do Year 12?
Yeah.
You finished Year 12.
Yeah.
So what did you do? So that's what you did straight out of school. You went and did that, basically?
Straight out of school, I went down to Sydney and did NIDA for a week. Did a short course there.
Oh, yeah, it was a mold-making course, wasn't it?
It was a props and special effects.
Yeah.
And then I did an Australian film radio school course in Brisbane, and then got some contact numbers from that, and then called the right person at the right time and got work experience.
Yeah, it's all about contacts. It's all about networks.
Yep.
Yeah. And you've just finished on
The Ruins.
That's right. We worked up until what, February, and then
yeah.
I finished up and didn't go on to another film, but you went on to Ruins.
Yes.
Which is, I don't know, timing will probably be, that'll probably be released in northern summer, probably June
probably,
next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way the lag is. Where'd you grow up? Where's home?
I grew up on the Sunshine Coast in a town called Corroy, which is about a 20-25 minute drive from Noosa. I grew up.
And Noosa is one of the trendiest places in Australia.
Apparently.
Yeah. I think it's nice. It's nice to drop
it's
in and
visit.
It's
a good place to go for a holiday.
Yeah.
Growing up there, there's not a lot to do.
A lot of people from Melbourne and that love coming up to Noosa.
Yeah.
Having their holidays.
It's a great holiday place. Yes.
Yeah.
If you're not interested in tourism or hospitality, there's no point staying there. So I left.
So you grew up in the Sunshine Coast, you went to school up there.
Yeah.
Anything special happened during childhood?
I wouldn't think of it as special because it was what I did. So.
Do you play any musical instruments?
No, I played violin for a while until I broke my arm. And then my violin teacher committed suicide.
Bugger, you must have been a bitch of a student.
Can't have been that bad.
It's a terrible story.
Yeah, he stepped in front of a truck.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Mm.
So where for you from now? So, okay, you did all that. Now you're working. Okay, you going to make a career in the film industry?
Try to. Well, my family's always been, well, my mother's side anyway, has always been very arts orientated. I grew up with her doing a lot of community arts projects, so we'd come home from school and there'd be 2 metre frogs sitting on the kitchen table.
2 metres what?
Frogs. Yeah, we have this.
What, big fabric ones? Or?
Well, she makes. She does a lot of stuff for fire ants. Well, she did. She doesn't do that so much anymore. So she makes the frame out of a rattan or pahang.
Right, rattan's cane.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Pahang. It's sort of a kind of cane bamboo type product. And then usually it's tissue paper covering and then it gets painted or whatever. So.
Are they designed to be long term or are they designed to be ignited and used in fires?
They should be burnt because they don't last, they don't age well. So.
Yeah, people get a bit precious about artworks. You know, they sort of don't realise that, you know, sometimes what's seen as an art piece is only important for the duration that it's been used, and then after that it's just rubbish.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's worrying me about working in the film industry. We get all precious about making this stuff, you know. And you've seen it, you know, you're sort of making everything to the nth degree and it's so fussy and so finicky and it's all got to be just the right colour and the right shape and perfect. And the moment the shot's finished, it's in the skip.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yeah, well, that never really bothered me because I grew up doing that, so.
Yeah. What's happened to all the vines? Same thing? In the skip?
All the hero vines we've boxed up and they're being put in a container to be sent to America.
Where they'll sit in storage until they're thrown away.
Sit in storage. Or where they'll be taken to Mexico to do the internet trailer thing where they're making a 1982 flashback.
Oh, really?
If they ever actually get around to it. They've been talking about it. So they don't know whether it's going
to
happen.
What do you mean by... What, so a flashback to somebody went there in 1982 and they got swallowed by this vine or something?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. And they just need the vines in situ for this two-minute segment or something?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if we just gave away a bit of a plot secret. Ooh.
Ooh. Confidentiality agreements.
That's right.
You said it, not
me. I never worked on the film. I never worked on the film.
Good
I never
point.
Signed any confidentiality agreements.
And I didn't say anything.
No.
No.
Where in the film industry would you like to work? Like, you're doing the prop making thing now, but you're more an arty person, aren't you?
Yeah.
You'd like to get more art department graphics, wouldn't you?
Not so much. I enjoy making things with my hands more than working on computers. And we've always been... When I was growing up, I've always been doing big sculptural things, so I wouldn't mind getting into the miniatures or something.
You know, Shannon, I hate to spoil you, kiddo, but unfortunately...
Yeah, they're going out, I know.
It's all going. It's all going. That's why I'm doing this stuff, because I realise there's no future left.
Yeah.
I learnt a 19th century trade. My trade was one of the best in the world up until about 1970.
Mm.
Couldn't do a better trade. And since then, it's just been sliding. And, I don't think it's going to be the way everything's going to go. So what now? You're just going to wait? Just going to network? Just going to make phone calls?
Yeah.
See what happens?
I'm trying to get in JMB.
What's JMB?
You know Jason Beard? The prosthetics guy.
He gave me a phone call a couple months back. He's desperate for people. He said, Ian, what are you doing? I said, nothing.
Yeah, I was making vines. So
he was making vines?
I was making vines.
Oh,
he
okay.
called me as well.
Oh,
he
okay.
sent me an email.
Yeah.
And, kind of was going to ring me up and tell me to quit and go work for him, but...
Right. Yeah, I had a couple of phone calls. It got about 2-3 months ago. It got really desperate down the coast.
Mm.
You know, people were... You know, if they phone me, they're getting desperate. You on Facebook?
No.
Oh, really? You should get on Facebook. You're a modern, new-age chick. No, I'm serious. It's cool.
What is it? I don't know.
Facebook, it's a social networking site. It's a bit like MySpace.
No, I'm not on MySpace either.
Yeah, okay. Seriously, you should get on it. It's, I'm not sure this... I'm just new to social networking, but... And one fellow I know who works in Sydney, named Melbourne at the moment, and I've worked with him on a couple of films, I clicked on his profile and he belongs to a group. And I went to that group and it's prosthetic and special effects artists in the US. And I went over there and this is an open group of all these different people. So then I clicked on one of them who had a, when am I going to get a fucking life and stop working at, what's the big studios in London? Yeah, anyway, the big studio complex in London. And so I went over there and I found all these other people and they were talking about what it's like working in the film industry and they're all speaking the same way as you and I.
Yeah.
You know, like you have no life, you have no existence. But after 3 months away from it, you miss the place and you want to go back, you know. And they're all talking about the addictive qualities of the film industry.
Yeah, I've only been away for 3 days and I want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I'm used to it, I guess.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. And they're all describing the same problem, you know, working there for 10 years and just having no existence.
Yeah.
But always wanting to go back to it. And it was interesting, you know, and just, I'm still trying to understand how social networking works, but, okay, say you get on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you hook you and I up as friends.
Yes.
And because we're friends, you can come through me to find out about Tim. There's this fellow I'm talking about. And because of Tim, you'll actually can get onto the prosthetics and special effects group in LA.
Yeah.
And then you could post something on their wall saying, hi, I wouldn't be interested in work. And you never know.
Mm.
When they get desperate, people might reference back and then give you a phone call. And that's this is the way it's sort of working.
Right.
Like, how would you get into a social network of film and film and special effects people in LA? How would you?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but this is sort of the way in.
Yeah. It's a good thing to think about.
Well, I'm starting to realise how this is how it works.
Mm.
It's you don't have to necessarily know the person, but because of these social networks, you can follow a thread through to find people that you need to know. It's an interesting concept. Do you want another coffee?
I never have some food as well because I can't have 4 shots of coffee and no food.
Well, do you want to go somewhere else?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, let's go for a walk.
Okay.
Turn this off and go for a walk. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What age did you have your first coffee?
I don't know. I've been drinking tea pretty much my whole life, and then I progressed to coffee probably when I was about 12.
Wow, caffeine at 12 years old. Gee, and you're not a hyperactive person either, you're really quite sedate.
Well, I only ever drink coffee when I go out. When I'm home, I only drink tea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've just relocated to another coffee shop now. This one's probably a bit brighter. We've got less kids around, but we've probably got more background noise with the music and everything. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Chop it up. Make it work.
Yeah, well, there's two films at the studios at the moment.
Right.
Well, there was three with Ruins, we just finished, and then there's Daybreakers, which is the vampire film.
What's it called?
Daybreakers.
Daybreakers.
Yes. And the other one is Nim's Island.
Okay.
Which is...
It all sounds like schlock.
Mm.
Yeah. I think...
A few big name actors in them, but...
Yeah, but, you know, fool's gold, you know, a couple of, you know, big name, B grade actors, you know, the B list. I suppose those two are. Would they be B listers? I tend to think they'd be B listers. They wouldn't, they're not A listers.
They nearly are.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't know. But,
we've got Jodie Foster at the studios at the moment.
No, really?
Yeah.
Now, that's A list. That's A list.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't miss out. That's cool. But that's surprising. I'm surprised Jodie Foster would be in a film that would end up working on the Gold Coast. I would have always thought that would have been a, you know, the films that attracted the Gold Coast don't attract stars like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe it's a good one.
They came here for the pool.
The pool?
Yeah.
Ah. It's all about the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's only here for 2 weeks anyway.
Sure. I think she's an awesome, awesome, awesome actress. So, what are you hoping for next?
What am I hoping for next?
Okay. So, you get on another film, you don't get on another film, whatever. You know, it's going to be more of the same old. I can tell you now, if you get on another film, and that leads to another film, and that leads to another film, it'll be what you've just done for the last 6 months for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Something to be excited about, isn't it?
I'm hoping that.
But that's okay. That
I'll be able to, through this, I'll be able to go different places and just travel a bit.
Would you like to travel overseas? Would you, if, you know, my Facebook idea, hook up with somebody in LA or London? And are you Aussie? You know, like several generations Australian, or have you got, you know, English parents or something?
I've just figured out I can get my English passport.
You can?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That means that you... Does that mean you get an EU passport?
Yep. I can get a UK passport, which means I can work anywhere in Europe.
Great. So that gives you huge potential.
Yeah. I made my father get his so that I could get mine.
Right.
Because he was a British citizen. He was born in Tanzania.
Okay.
Because my grandfather was there with the army.
Okay.
So...
If you were to go splatter guts under a bus this afternoon, what would you like to leave the place with? Would you be happy? Would you be happy with it? The planet knows that you've made some plastic vines.
Probably not. I don't know. I always knew I wanted to do sort of artsy sort of stuff, but then trying to make money doing arts is always a bit of a difficult thing to do. So I thought film was about the only way that I'd be able to make money, and then whatever I made would be on film, so it'd last. I mean, I suppose you've got to go through all the dodgy films to get one good one.
But yeah, a moment of immortality.
Yeah.
What's current in the...
Well, in my head at the moment, I'm just thinking, when I was in school... I wanted to get into film and make props, and I'm there, 3 years later, so what am I going to do with the rest of my life if I've already reached my life ambition?
Yeah.
So, now what do I do?
It's a good question.
Hmm. Yeah, just a lot of questions at the moment.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap this up. Thanks, Shannon, for talking to me. And,
no problem.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's episode one, and thanks for listening to Your Story. Coming up over the next few weeks, I'll be speaking to others about their lives to glean these stories that we all have in us. Please go to the website, yourstorypodcast.com, where you can see more interesting things as the site develops, and support the podcast by clicking on the free auto-download subscription button or download through your podcatching software. And if you feel so inclined, send me an email, contact@yourstorypodcast.com, or leave a message underneath the episode. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.